Once again, people are writing to say when they have an awakening experience, when they become more conscious, start to see things more clearly, they're astounded that their friends and relatives don't see what they're seeing. In fact, they get impatient because it's so obvious. As they wake up and see things more clearly, they just wonder, how come everybody doesn't see how things really are? Well, when you see how things really are, often what you don't realize is you are seeing another level of how things really are. I'm about to send out an interview with a leading neuroscientist who was very skeptical about anything that suggested that consciousness was not just to do with the physical brain. He had a near-death experience and realized there are many, many other levels of consciousness that are not anchored in the physical body. There is something more. He is a top scientist. He was skeptical. And he had this near-death experience, which is totally unexplainable by science as we know it. And it's his experience, and he's very certain about it. There are other levels. We're asleep, all of us, we're asleep to another level, to another level, to another level. And it seems each person that has a near-death experience has a different experience of these levels. And that might be to do with what we allow. Are we ready to allow something that totally blows our mind about what is reality? If we were all living delightfully, wonderfully, lovingly, caringly, happy, none of this would matter. But you see, most of us aren't. Most of us have some sort of torment going on. And while we're not open, at least the possibility that there is much more to our life in each moment, we're going to stay in this inner turmoil, which reflects into outer turmoil. And that's another subject. We are producing not only our own reality, but what's going on in the planet. What's going on in the planet is a reflection of what's going on in us. As Gurdjieff used to say, and the Sufis say, as above, so below. But it's also, and Jesus agreed with this, as inside, so outside. Nothing is a coincidence. Everything that's happening and the way we experience is a reflection of us. Each of us collectively and individually, which creates the collective. Back to communication. You see, most people have no idea about communication. No idea. And that's because they're so self-centered. Let me say that again. Self-centered. They're looking at themselves so intensely, they don't even consider that other people are not experiencing what they're experiencing. And if the person doesn't experience what they're experiencing, they think they're stupid or insane or they don't get it. You see, a born-again Christian, a fanatic Muslim, an Orthodox Jew, and so on and so on, just don't communicate because they're so in their own world, they can't even imagine that somebody else could have a different experience and think they're right. They think their way is the only way. And that's to do with their level of, let's say, development, evolvement. Consider this. Now, consider this. You see, you have an experience. You start to see things more clearly. There's two things about that. Often when you have a big experience, a click, you see things more clearly. You think, this is it. Just like previously you thought that was it, now you think this is it. And it may not be it. It may be another level of it. There may be other levels. And there usually is. So you have this level of awakening. And you think, gosh, this is it. This is what I've got to share with everyone. But what you're not getting is, this is still your it. It may not be the whole story. In fact, it's most unlikely to be the whole story. And yet you feel this is it. And this can be on a mundane level as well, about just ordinary things, about relationships or finance or jobs. Your reality is your reality. And when you come to share with somebody, you are so contained in yourself, you are trying to deliver your reality into a foreign land, the other person, because the other person is locked into their reality, their self-centeredness. So there is no communication. You are not communicating. You are attempting to get what you see as another person to agree with how you see things. But you see, when I say you see as another person, you're not seeing them. We don't see each other. We don't communicate. Here's an alternative. And you could try this. You need to practice. You need to experiment. Somebody says something to you, and you can see that you have a different perspective on what they're saying. In fact, let's presume yours is more an enlightened perspective. Yours is a wider perspective. You've had that experience and now you're seeing more. And so what you're trying to do is get your expanded experience over to this person. But you see, you're sending it your way, your language, and you're trying to get it over to this person who has a different language, a different way of seeing things. When you say relationship, you might be saying something totally different from what their brain interprets as relationship. So, what to do? This is what you do. Get very clear what you're attempting to share. Self-centered. Now, expand a little bit. Instead of being contracted in self-centered, I am trying to get over this message to this person. Expand a little. Let me get more clear what I'm attempting to share. Now forget yourself. Tune in to the other person. See them. Now, I mean, see them. Feel them. Sense them. Look at them. Their body. Their posture. Their facial expression. Their tone of voice. As much as you can, become that other person. Be them. See if you can try and sense how they are seeing and experiencing what they call reality. Tune right into them. You're in them. Now, what do you have to share now? You might find it's different from that package that you constructed for them, because now you've taken this package into them, and what you're going to try and do is interpret your more expanded view into a language, a sensation, a feeling, a perspective that this person can digest, absorb, connect with. You are disconnecting from your self-centeredness and being one with this person. Now listen to this carefully. You see, normally when you're trying to communicate with something, you're doing your thing. You want to get this information over so that you feel better. What we're suggesting now is you're there for the other person. It's called love. It's called caring. It's disconnecting from your own self-centeredness of how you want to feel. Now, you might feel much more frustrated than you were before, because now you're in there and you can see this person and you can feel this person and you can see their possibility with this information you're attempting to share, and they're not getting it. That's the way it is. And your frustration is your frustration. It's not to do with them. So what I'm coming back to is, as a species, we have absolutely no idea about communication. That's what all the wars are. That's what all the conflict and the fights that's going on. And that includes you. Your inner conflict. You're not communicating with yourself. You're dividing yourself and taking two separate parts. The ought, and that's all the information you've been given of how things should be, with who you really are. And there's only one thing that matters to you in this moment, and that is who you really are in this moment. You are totally unique, wonderfully, utterly, delightfully unique, just as you are, even with your anger, even with your greed, even with all your stuff. Existence loves you because you are existence. And you're adding to existence. Look at all the near-death experiences. Read them, listen to them. And one theme runs all the way through, and that is you're loved. You're cared for. You're supported just as you are in each moment. I've just hit the microphone stand with my hand, so you're going to get a bump. Perfect. Perfect. Nothing wrong. Nothing is ever wrong. Everything just is. And that includes you just as you are. Keep watching for that divide inside that says you're wrong, you're bad, you should, you should, you should. And see if you can disconnect from that side that says you should, because that's all programming. And just for a short time at least, be you. You are utterly, totally unique, and you are adding to the universe with your uniqueness. Experiment. Just being you, loosely. In an expanded way, not in a contracted, self-conscious way, expanded. And then you'll find you're not as separate as you thought you were. And as you expand in this, you will include the other. As you have your awakening experience, you will see that that awakening experience is also in the other. But you don't need for them to have that realization for you to feel good. You would like them to have it because you care. And you're going to attempt to share this with them. But to do that, you've got to become them. You've got to see them. You've got to feel them. You've got to sense them. You've got to be them. an attempt to experience reality as they're experiencing reality. And then your communication will flow naturally and in a caring and loving way. They might get something, but the main thing is you're going to feel better.